signatures.
Good morning. Welcome to our September 20th, 2016 Sussex County Council meeting. We're back from vacation, all full of vim and vigor, I'm sure. With the agenda, I hope we are. Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members. At this time, I see no changes to today's agenda. I have no recommendations for amending the agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of August 23 and August 30. Any questions, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
No, mine's all about rezoning and all that. So let's just leave it as it is.
I did have one, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gold.
I'm looking for it. It had something to do with the events, and now we're billing for paramedics and things of that nature. Oh. And he thought it was kind of, he understands. But he was concerned about the cost and different things and maybe Todd, you could maybe give us another for the public's benefit and the organizations that use these services. I know firemen and other organizations bill, and I think we were charging a rate per hour, and he felt that maybe was excessive, and if he just raised it. He said, didn't mind paying it, thought it was justified, but he was concerned about the cost. So anyway.
Jazz Festival.
So we passed a policy, this council passed a policy a few years ago, that we do now charge for our coverage, public safety coverage, so it's paramedics or our EOC 911 dispatchers and mobile command unit. It's on a per hour and per equipment basis because each event has different needs. We only charge to those events that actually charge for the event. So a nonprofit events or events that we can cover with paramedics that are already on staff do not get assessed a charge.
Okay. Any more correspondence from council? Public comments, Mr. Guy. Okay. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Basically, from sending that letter in that I did 4 or 5 weeks ago to get the answers of it, basically, I just got the copy a few minutes ago of it, got the email a little while ago, a half hour on this. Basically, it comes back to the farming and educational purposes. Is a goat, having one or two goats, farming? I don't think so. This is getting pathetic. You take a couple sheep, add that. You got the sunflower front encircled with barbed wire is nuts. This is in a general residential area. The way that you wrote this, this should is ridiculous for shows how open-ended everything is. This is insane. I mean, I'm dealing with the tire pile behind my house, behind his house, the 700 tires. Basically, it's 100 something tires that are all the agriculture, and they're not big tractor trailers, the 18-wheel tractor trailer tires that are there, which the state has put their tire equivalent of 25 pounds on it per tire unit, which now is equivalent to a 500, 600, 700 tire units, that many behind somebody's house. This is ridiculous what I have to go next door. Basically, when you're riding on farming or educational purposes, which you're saying I guess comes from the state code, the state says the farm can't be under 10 acres, and then you're telling me for livestock and cattle, if you read the code, somebody plants two tomato plants, can they do anything that they want and claim that they're a farmer? Can somebody just go get two goats, put them in a little dog pen, and say, now I want all to be able to do all those farm use product rights? You're opening up a can of worms. And the educational thing, right, I would assume in other codes, in your main developments and things, when you say for educational purposes or governments for building, if we're saying farming and educational are equivalent, and farming can be as simple as two goats, to say it's farming and use it in the same tense as educational purposes, can anybody just build a 20,000-square-foot building and say, well, I'm going to open it up as a school as educational purposes, build the dang thing, and now say, that's my McMansion I built. I'm done with that. It's there. It's done. Between taking the farm and educational purposes is unrealistic. And I really wanted to be here this afternoon, but I don't because of the sign issue. I'm having a problem with 159.1 when you get to numbers 3 and 4, where you got it seems like you have under 5 acres again, comes back to having more rights with the amount of signs versus a farm of 5 acres. If you read both of them, the farm of 5 acres can only put one sign up, just whatever square footage. Yet the person who has two goats can put up 3 32-square-foot signs because it's a permitted use under your disproves it's a permitted use now. So he can put them all up and use that for that. You have an orchard. Somebody plants 10 peach trees on 1 acre. It's an orchard. But yet the farm, over 5 acres, if you read the way that it's wrote in your sign ordinance, the 5-acre farm can only have one. And here he has 1,000 trees and making a real living and is a real farmer. But the person planting 10 trees isn't going to have a right. You got the comp plan going, which I consider basically, if you can't get this correct, figure out how to outlaw barbed wire, it'll make barbed wire illegal in the smaller zones. GR and trailer parks, the whole nine yards, the way what GR is zoned for. You read the purpose for GR. You try and claim it. Yes, it has the same permitted uses as AR. But you read the purpose for AR, it specifically goes towards more of the agriculture. You read the GR, it goes more to where we got smaller size lots being approved and approved. Before these ordinances, I apologize for going over, the ordinances in the code have got to be fixed before you could think about dealing with a major overhaul in a comprehensive plan, because if you cannot fix the little things, your big time and waste is going to be a big waste of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for doing the comp plan. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I wish they'd get rid of this piece of garbage they got sitting here and put it someplace else. Make it a lot simpler. Anyhow, this afternoon, you're going to be holding a public hearing on the sign ordinance. I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to waste my time. I told you at the start, and I'm going to tell you again, it don't matter what happens, you are never going to get that sign ordinance right. I got a consensus that you are a bunch of idiots.
Jack Malin.
It can't get no worse. Keep on talking.
It's a hard act to follow. My name is Jack Neal, and I'm the vice president of the Kings Grant Condominium Association. We're located along the coastal highway between South Bethany and Fenwick Island in Mr. Arlette's district. I'm also a member of the Save the Little Ass Woman Bank Coalition that's been raising concerns from the beginning about the aquaculture program that DENREC proposed. And if you don't already know that, DENREC's proposed to basically rezone 422 acres or over 18 million square feet of recreational waters in the inland bays to private commercial use. To date, our coalition has seen no public comments or concerns from this council about this proposal. I'm going to tell you why, perhaps you should. You passed an ordinance, it's number 1645, to protect environmentally sensitive areas. The inland bays are within this environmentally sensitive development zone. This ordinance requires that the county give a permit for certain activities within this zone. We believe that DENREC's aquaculture program meets the requirements for a permit, and we want to know if DENREC has requested such a permit. If they've done so, what does that permit say? And we would like to see it. A member of our coalition has raised this issue with Mr. Lawrence Lank, and we are still waiting a response to our concerns. The second reason we think you should be very concerned has to do with transfer taxes, the lifeblood of this county. Our community split half on the ocean, half on the bay. Prices on the ocean have been vigorous. They've sold quickly. Prices on the bay are depressed. We've had a unit in our community fail to sell specifically because of agriculture. Same thing has happened to Seatown. This is a prevailing problem. We have units on our on the market for years and years on the bay side, where the ocean's moving vigorously, and they're not moving, and it is specifically because of this. And it's a problem up and down the bay, not just our community. We were finding it all along. You are not going to get transfer taxes, and when you do get them, they're going to be greatly depressed prices, and so you should be concerned about that. I want to thank you for your time, and I hope you take this issue seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gretchen Klein.
My name is Gretchen Klein. I'm an independent researcher and writer dealing primarily with wetland issues and land use planning. I wanted to make a comment about the withdrawal of one of the applications for a change of zone for the Dorman property. The number on it is 1900, and you will hear Mr. Lank talk about its withdrawal totally out of the plan. My concern is actually twofold, but my concern right at the moment is the use of approval for subdivisions. Subdivisions do not require a change of zone. AR1 does not require a change of zone. And AR1 is available for cluster housing. What seems to be happening is, with one of the properties in the groups that I'm dealing with, is that the issue came up, the application was put in place, and we hardly had any time to address P&Z about that, and that was as far as it went. I mean, P&Z, if it's a subdivision and you don't require any change of zone, P&Z approves it. All right, it doesn't have to come through you folks. So it's very fast, very difficult to keep an eye on unless we had somebody working full time to watch you guys or watch other departments. So this is a Dorman property that's being withdrawn. It was very controversial. And my fear at this point is that the developer will come back, because this is an AR1 zone, apply for a subdivision for that particular piece of land, and will basically lose control. So that's my comment on the withdrawal of 1800. I'm not too sure what's going to happen next, but they could come back with an application for a subdivision with cluster housing, and we really won't have any way to get to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items to get to today, starting with a proclamation. We are joined by members of the Nathaniel Mitchell DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution chapter, Ms. Charlotte Hart and Catherine Hudson. I have a proclamation here from the council that I'd like to read, and then Mr. Vincent can give the proclamation to those in attendance. So, a proclamation to declare September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize organizations for their contributions to the betterment of our community, and the Major Nathaniel Mitchell Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution of Georgetown and other DAR chapters across the United States serve as volunteer patriotic organizations that promote education and historic preservation. In support of this mission, the DAR will lead the country's celebration of Constitution Week from September 17th through the 23rd, 2016. The United States of America functions as a republic under the Constitution, the oldest written national constitution still in active use, which outlines the self-government of a people. The tradition of celebrating the Constitution began 60 years ago by the Daughters of the American Revolution when, in 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially declared September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. The intent of the celebration is to emphasize citizens' responsibilities for defending, protecting, and preserving the Constitution for prosperity, to inform the people that the Constitution is a basis for America's great heritage and the foundation for our way of life, and to encourage the study of the historical events which led to the framing of the Constitution in 1787. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby declare September 17th through the 23rd as the Constitution Week in Sussex County, and be it further resolved that all citizens are encouraged to reflect on the duty committed to each of us by our forefathers to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and the freedoms it guarantees for generations to come. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, Council President. Thank you very much for attending. Please come forward, and Mr. Vincent will present the proclamation.
A little photo op. Why are we going to get one on each side of me? Wow, it's okay. Here, you can hold this. This is the thorn between two roses.
Well, I think it's vice versa.
Look here to you, right?
You're going to break over a whole bunch of cameras today.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Thanks for all your organization does.
Thank you for your trouble.
Okay, thank you very much. The next item is a wastewater agreement. Information contained in your packet, wastewater agreement number 1030, Sussex County Project 81-04, Johnson's Glade, Ocean View Expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, system connection charges of $80,850. And I do not see a motion here for consideration, so I'll make one up on the fly. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, approve wastewater agreement number 1030, Sussex County project number 81-04, based on the information presented.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. All right, the next item of business is our presentation of the Delaware Department of Transportation 2018 through 2023 Capital Transportation Program request. Council, this is our annual presentation of the DelDOT CTP. As you